This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Andy Wakefield, who's now a, I would say, prolific filmmaker, in addition to his brilliance and his integrity as a pediatric gastroenterologist out of England, now here in the United States of America. You know him from Vax, from Cover Up the Catastrophe, and a whole lot more we've covered, from Seventh Chakra films and more. A new film is just released, Infertility, A Diabolical Agenda. And let's welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Andy, let's see if we can get you out on the show here. Andy, are you there?
I am, Robert. I'm on my phone. For some reason, your guys sent me a text rather than an email, so I'm stuck on my phone at the moment.
I was hoping, like, I was multitasking while we were on the show. Super Don was doing something. We had sent the link to whoever, but I only had your text, and I have a info at Seventh Chakra Films that I sent it to before. I don't know if that got to you. So you look good on there. I don't know if it'll convert to horizontal or not, but we'll take you vertically if that's all we got.
Let's see. What do I have to do here? Let's see if we can turn it to vertical.
Just turn the phone physically in space, and let's see if it converts. Can you physically? There it is. Let's see if it adapts. No, you go sideways.
Nope, it doesn't work. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that, but we'll roll with it, Andy. It's good to see you, my friend, and I'm so grateful that your work as a filmmaker is only getting better with each project you undertake, and this is another one that is decidedly devastating for those that worship still at the vaccine altar or religion of vaccinology, as opposed to what you've invested your life in as a physician as well, good, sound science. And when you woke up to see the issues happening in the pediatric population in England, that was, of course, the great controversy when you simply reported what was observed in your findings. They attacked you, and you became persona non grata on the planet Earth when it comes to MMR shots and other things. And yet all you did was point out what you observed, which is what a good scientist does. And here you are all these years later, I think, greatly surpassing their reach because they attacked you in your efforts in filmmaking. So if you want to transit through any of the stories to get to this point, or just go right into this new film and how I set it up.
No, I think you set it up perfectly. So let's talk about that. We just finished editing and releasing 1986, the Act, the story of the history behind the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act and the giving of liability protection to the pharmaceutical industry, to the vaccine manufacturers, so that they had no liability for deaths and damages caused by their vaccines. And so that was out there. And then my editor, Claire Dooley, was going through some footage that had been sent to her from East Africa, from Kenya. And they were looking to tell a story of the infertility vaccine. And I looked at this footage, and there's a great danger, Robert, as a director, taking someone else's footage that you might have shot in a different way, questions you might have asked in a slightly different way or pursued in a different way. But this story was so utterly compelling that I felt that it was worth the risk. And so it really is essentially a story, as you say, it's been out there for a long time, but this is its resolution. This is the key to hang on to and why it is so relevant to the Western world, to developed countries. And it was an acrimonious debate that had been going on for a very long time between, on the one hand, the World Health Organization and the Kenyan Public Health Service, and on the other hand, the Kenyan Catholic Doctors Association and the Catholic Bishops Association. And the allegation was that under the guise of a neonatal tetanus prevention program, the World Health Organization had conducted an infertility program, an infertility vaccine program in millions of women across the world, but here specifically in Kenya. And this battle raged. It went back and forth. As you say, the molecule in question was human chorionic gonadotropin. The allegation was this molecule, which should not be in the tetanus vaccine, was present. And what the World Health Organization unambiguously had been doing since the early 70s, and this is widely published by themselves, was trying to develop a successful anti-fertility vaccine. And the way in which they did that, when they injected HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, on its own, it didn't do anything. It didn't elicit an immune response. But they found that when they joined it together with the tetanus toxoid from the tetanus vaccine, then the combination molecule, that fused, bonded molecule, then elicited an immune response. The tetanus toxoid acted as a sort of adjuvant to induce an immune response. And that was, when given in five doses, a successful anti-fertility vaccine. What it would do is abort existing pregnancies or prevent pregnancies from occurring.
Andy, I got to ask you a question, because you relayed to me, to all of us, that in fact they had tested HCG injections to see if it would elicit an immune response that would terminate or prevent pregnancy. So this wasn't an happenstance, accidental, we've got HCG contamination in tetanus vaccines that suddenly millions of people around the world, particularly in Africa, were getting, and that are claiming, this was just an accident, a lab spillover. You're telling me there was a concerted effort to develop an infertility or a vaccine that would induce infertility for purposes of population reduction, or maybe there wasn't purposes. I don't know. And then they implemented it, and then they found out it worked with the tetanus toxoid in the tetanus vaccine. Are we talking about a DTP or DPT or DPAT? What are we talking, DTAP, or are we talking about a tetanus only?
The tetanus toxoid, yeah, just the tetanus toxoid. And they had to fuse the molecule together. So, no, this wasn't contentious, the fact that they were doing it. It's widely published in the medical literature, and they started in the early 70s, funded by the World Health Organization, and they succeeded. They declared that they'd got a successful anti-fertility vaccine around the early 1990s. And so they decided, how will we reconcile this heated debate between the World Health Organization and these doctors? Mm-hmm. What they decided to do was to bring in samples from the field that were being administered to mothers, to women of childbearing age, that they'd labeled as the tetanus vaccine program, bring in those samples and test them in an accredited laboratory in Nairobi. Bring in samples also from the government stores, tetanus toxoid vaccine, that had the same batch number as the field samples.
Mm-hmm.
When they did that, what they found is that more than half of the samples from the field were positive for HCG, and none, zero of the 52 samples from the government were positive. And at that stage,
they
went on the offensive, as they do. They launched the media, they launched everything at the doctors who had raised these concerns. They had them hauled up in front of their licensing committee with the aim of having them disbarred as doctors. They alleged, and it's even worse than saying it must have got in there by accident, insinuated that the Catholic Church in Kenya, which is a very big healthcare provider, had deliberately contaminated the samples. That was the inference. So it was an effort to totally discredit the Catholic Church and the doctors who were concerned. And then the story gets really, really interesting, because at that
I'm already interested. You got me. You caught me. Everybody's going to want to watch this film, and we have it linked up, by the way, the infertility movie. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. We're talking with Dr. Andy Wakefield. If you've just joined us, we're going to play, in fact, the trailer for it so everybody can see it in a moment as well. Andy, before we get into the even really interesting things, I think the whole thing is, remember when you posited that the combination of the MMR, maybe we should just break it up, right? But all three at once, and they were like, "Oh, what a how horrible!" And I'm thinking, DPT or DTAP, the three of those. That's why I asked you the question about was it just tetanus? Because apparently you can't get the just tetanus. You know, people that want just nowhere else, but apparently in Africa with the HCG added in, yeah, we're going to do that one. How the heck did that happen?
Yeah, a lot of experimentation. They tried all kinds of different adjuvants, vaccines to combine with the HCG molecule, but it was the tetanus toxoid that worked best.
So it was clearly when they say we can't separate these things out for those that just want one or the other. Obviously, we're not a big pro-vaccine show, Andy, you know that. But at the same time, I'm a pro-freedom guy. If someone were wanting to get something, I'd say, you know, let the market rule itself. But there is no real market. This is an artificial market. And, of course, Andy, through all of this, you discovered that these pharmaceutical researchers or whoever was conducting this mass vaccine campaign got informed consent from everybody because they knew HCG was in the tetanus shot, right?
Absolutely not. And there's the tragedy. Not only there no informed consent, even worse, Robert, what they were told, what these mothers were told, is they were doing something to protect their child from neonatal tetanus. They were part of a neonatal tetanus eradication program.
Yeah.
They weren't just denied fully informed consent that their pregnancy would abort or that they would be unable to get pregnant in the future. Mm. They were told something quite the opposite, that they were doing this to protect their unborn child once they came into the world. And so it becomes, if it's true, and that's what the film reveals,
mm-hmm.
if it were true, then it would be a new moral and ethical depth for the World Health Organization to have plumbed. Mm. And it really throws into sharp relief what role the World Health Organization should or should not have in determining global health policy, global vaccine policy, pandemic response.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, Robert, they are not fit for a haircut, let alone running global health policy.
You're right. I mean, I joke about pediatricians. The only safe thing they do is measure the circumference of a head. Now I'm questioning that. What else would they do in that tape measure that you wouldn't know is there? This is not stunning to me because we've seen the depravity of the pharmaceutical church for a long time. And I just think as I'm meeting more and more physicians that have opened up to the reality that you opened up to many years ago with your discovery, to look back on the entire history of the vaccination campaign and find out it wasn't really rooted in sound scientific principles.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We've talked about the lack of safety and efficacy studies, certainly no double-blind placebo-controlled tests. And, you know, we were chided as conspiracy theorists for bringing that up or just dismissed that it's just not needed for vaccines like everything else we talk about. And now I'm seeing and hearing physicians, even like Peter McCullough, who's been, you know, speaking out against, for instance, the COVID jabs very vociferously, if I can use that word. And at the last event, we were just together at Nashville at the Nurse Freedom Network. Shout out to Kimberly Overton, a wonderful nurse stepping up and doing right by all the things she perceives now as a nurse she did wrong, that he would not vaccinate anymore. He would certainly not vaccinate his children anymore. And talking about all of that going back in time. So there's a mass, if I can say, I don't know if it's mass, but an awakening to harsh realities that many in the physician community didn't want to see because the programming and the training that got them to their status and their established practice, if you will.
It's really interesting to watch these new doctors come to the fore. It's wonderful. 17,500 now, they in just one group alone of doctors and scientists who have come out against the COVID shot. And it's interesting to hear them when they give talks. They would say, well, I'm not anti-vaccine. Childhood vaccines are fine. I'm okay with those. But I am anti this vaccine. Mm-hmm. And what they don't understand, because they've come to it relatively recently, is that having been in it 30 years, what I would tell them is this, that that's the way we all started. I started with concerns about MMR, not the other vaccines. Those evolved as I began to research them. Bobby Kennedy started with thimerosal, the mercury preservative in some of the vaccines. Chris Exley from the UK started with aluminum. And then we all came to the realization that it was much more complex than we previously imagined. It was much more complex by the hand of man, because we'd made it much more complex, because the vaccine schedule had become so much more complex, and therefore the potential for adverse reactions, for adverse interactions between the vaccine, for a whole series of new adverse outcomes was manifestly obvious. And so when these people come to this anew, please listen to the history, because the history is extremely important of how we all reasonable people, came to this point in our understanding of what's going on.
You know, Dr. Wakefield, I ask as well, folks, for compassion in this scenario as these physicians come to a new horrific realization, not only about, of course, the COVID jab, but the, by the way, it's Terry Aranga shouting out from Autism One, so I got to reach out to her. I'll be at that event, and Andy, you've been at that event for years. But I just want to say that as physicians are awakening to this horrific reality, and as you pointed out initially, and I got cut off for a moment, I apologize, but that they say, I'm not against blah, 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 fill in the all the other vaccines, but now I'm seeing people that have been immersed in this for a couple of years are actually going back now. Like I said, with Peter McCullough, just talking with him about it in a small group, and says, no, I've now realized not going to do this again, any of them. So there is a time frame in terms of immersion and programming in human consciousness. And I don't mean just the physicians when the kind of schooling you went through and all of that, but in any walk of life, a lot of programming takes place to get to the point where we conclude certain things about reality. And so there are certain things are very difficult to look at, especially when you say, oh my gosh, I've actually participated. I didn't know. Yet those that have woken up are trying to do better, and I applaud them for it. And I welcome everybody who wakes up and makes these changes, significant changes from the nurse and medical community. And Andy, in the last couple of years, I've been meeting weekly, locally, and this has been going on everywhere, just about physicians of all backgrounds, allopathic, medical, osteopathic, chiropractic, naturopathic, homeopaths like me, herbalists, nurses coming together. And we have been sharing information, data, clinical experience. Because our bottom line was what everybody that went in to become a physician, for the most part, said, I want to help people. And yet they were hampered and didn't know they were hampered by their training or handicapped by it. So the good that's coming out of the bad, as it often happens in history, we only wake up after harsh things occur, and including the story, and I don't mean to divert from the infertility movie because we're going to come back to it as well, that these tragedies in our past have to come out, and we have to confront them and face them, whatever role we play, not to condemn so much unless they know better and they don't do better. Then, of course, there's some leeway to say, hey, folks, don't be a coward. Speak out about this. You don't want to be part of the problem once you're aware of the problem. So there's so many factors that come into what you're doing with this film that lead to so many things that we've witnessed, including the WHO, which you brought up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News.
The city of Houston and Harris County have confirmed their first cases of monkeypox.
The Houston Health Department and Harris County Public Health announced the infected patients recently traveled internationally. Monkeypox is rare and it lasts 2 to 4 weeks. And it doesn't spread easily between people without close personal skin-to-skin contact. President Biden was seen hopping up and down and said he's doing just fine after falling off of his bike in Delaware. When he stopped to talk with a group of reporters while on a bike ride with First Lady Jill Biden, the White House said the president's foot got caught in the pedal when he tried to take it out during the stop. This is USA Radio News. Apple employees are unionizing.
Employees of the Apple Store in Towson, Maryland, north of Baltimore, became the first of any of the company's locations in the U.S. to unionize. The unofficial vote count was 65-33. It still needs to be certified by the National Labor Relations Board. Apple stores in Atlanta and New York are also organizing, according to CNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
North Korea has dispatched medical crews and epidemiological investigators to a province battling the outbreak of an intestinal disease. At least 800 families suffering from what North Korea has only called an acute enteric epidemic have received aid so far. The new outbreak puts further strain on the isolated country as it battles chronic food shortages and a wave of COVID-19 infections. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, one thing that's fascinating and is relevant to what you were saying is the good thing, the silver lining of the COVID cloud. Something that has been enhanced greatly by film, and this is what I found is film is so powerful, is that combination has taken us from a situation when I got involved in this 30 years ago, Robert, where there were literally a handful of people worldwide who were prepared to discuss the thorny issue of vaccine safety, to more than half the world. That is where we are right now. More than half the world I read the other day that 72% of American adults are refusing to comply with the CDC's recommended schedule for COVID vaccine. They didn't get the first dose, or they didn't get the second dose, or they refused to get the booster dose. That is a majority. It's a big majority. And that majority is what the media, the mainstream media, would label as anti-vaxxers. They're going against the mainstream recommendation, the mainstream. That is winning, Robert. It's uncomfortable. It's incredibly uncomfortable. And for those who are new to this, you may not appreciate it. It may seem very dark, very grim, but in fact, we are coming through it to a point of global realization of who it is we're dealing with.
Yeah, it may be that they can no longer claim that Andy Wakefield's responsible for everybody in England not getting MMR shots anymore. And it's like, as much as you had an impact simply by observing and reporting on what you observed, or the little things we've done on this show for now 23 years, nothing we could have done or said could have resulted in this massive shift in looking at not just this jab or these jabs of mRNA, but now going back and saying, we got to reassess everything we thought we knew. That's not your fault. That's not my fault. I don't have delusions of grandeur. I know you don't. But the reality is now we are seeing it, and the consciousness to even accept a film like yours that points out something horrific within just basic level science, much less a specific science trying to assess a vaccine and its results on a population without any informed consent, and resulting in something that is the opposite of what they promised. I mean, it's just like, how much more do you define, or however do you define evil? I mean, this really falls into that category.
Yeah, and the other thing to point out, a lot of people in the U.S. in particular might say, well, why is this Kenyan story relevant to us? Why should we be concerned or take any notice? And there's a wonderful prophetic statement by the late Dr. Karanja at the end of the film. And after relating the entire experience of what he'd been through with his colleagues in relation to anti-infertility or infertility vaccines, he said, when they're finished with Africa, they're coming for you. Mm. Keep your children ready. They will come for them and they will come for you. And never were truer words spoken. That is exactly what has happened. And I think, if people don't take that warning, don't heed that warning from Dr. Karanja, then it's going to be a very dark time indeed.
Well, let's take a moment to view the trailer. It's not a minute and a half long, but gives you a sense of what this film is about beyond what we're discussing here, and then we'll talk about any reactions, if there's anything going on in the chat room or whatever, or some other of the mysteries that are unfolding here through what you've discovered with this film and building upon others that have been screaming from the rooftops about this thing. And again, I'm grateful for you, Dr. Andy Wakefield, putting this film out. So check out this infertility movie, and let's play that clip, and the links are there as well.
Humans across the globe are becoming increasingly less fertile. The worldwide fertility rate dropped by nearly 60%.
What's happening here?
Infertility is one of the major problems in gynecology in Africa.
Currently, we have a tetanus campaign. We are targeting girls, basically the childbearing age.
The Catholic Doctors Association was able to collect samples during the vaccination exercise.
They did not expect that these samples would actually be tested. Somebody actually had something big to hide.
The lab that they purported to have tested the vaccine has actually confirmed to me that no such a thing ever happened.
No laboratory ever tested the vaccine.
That is not correct.
Which leads us to a disturbing turn of events.
If you do not stop World Health Organization, when they are through with Africa, they're coming for you.
I am not saying that if you take these vaccines it will cause infertility, but I will say that none of the manufacturers should give you any assurances whatsoever that it won't.
History repeats itself. Infertilitymovie.org, and it is out and available for viewing. We have links up. You can watch the full movie now. We have a link to infertilitymovie.org where you just put your name and email in, and you're going to get updates as well. And I understand you work with Children's Health Defense and Bobby Kennedy on this project, and you directed it. Your skill level is just ratcheting up with every project, Andy. I love what you're doing, but this this story is such that, how would you have ever perceived that they would have done this intentionally back in the day as a young medical student, much less a medical doctor? You would enter a field that not everybody recognized it as those of us who have a history in homeopathy and other things, that there was an antagonistic approach to anything that would compete with it. But to the point that they'd be willing to do such horrific things.
Extraordinary. Just to mention, Robert, that the trailer didn't play for me. It may have played.
Okay.
Computers, but it didn't play. I just wanted to let you know, because people, I don't want people to think that was, if that's what they saw, that was the trailer. It wasn't.
What we played was, in fact, a minute and a half trailer for the movie, was it not?
That's fine. It just, it made, I'm switched off because I'm on the show with you. That may be
the reason.
But, when I was a medical student, like you, you know, I was taught that there is absolutely no place at any time, anywhere, for anything to be, any medical procedure to be undertaken on a patient without fully informed consent. Unless, of course, their life is at risk and they're unconscious and they cannot give that consent and you have to act there and then. But other than those extreme circumstances, which rarely present themselves, there is no excuse for not giving patients prior fully informed consent, which must be voluntary. They must know exactly what the known risks and benefits are, and these poor women were availed of any of this, and indeed many of them lost pregnancies as a consequence of this vaccine, this anti-fertility vaccine, and it really is morally reprehensible that it should ever have been allowed to happen, and to be something that they're proud of. They want to extend. They want to, and what they don't realize is that when you mess with nature, I mean, we look at the global fertility profile now. As you know, it's plummeting. Sperm counts in men are plummeting. Fertility in women is plummeting. Menstrual irregularities, all kinds of things are emerging, for which we do not have an explanation. Here's one sector of it for which we do have an explanation. That is the deliberate administration of an anti-fertility vaccine. But we've got these. The vast majority of this body of infertility, we do not know the cause. And when we look at the natality curves for countries, the birth rate versus the mortality, then the natality is exceeded by mortality. And if you stay on that curve, that is an extinction curve. Mm-hmm. That is of the human race, the end of the species. That is where we're going. And you can only correct that if you, one, admit to knowing what's causing it, or research what's causing it, and establish that fact so that you can eliminate that exposure. But we're not in that position. So there, it's a very much more complex issue than just what happened in Kenya. But it's something that we really need to pay attention to. And I, for my sins, did not pay attention to this for a very long time while I was working on the MMR and autism issue. But people brought it to my attention. Is this a population control agenda? And I should have paid more attention then. But
or even the data coming out by physicians and researchers regarding health outcomes of those who are fully vaccinated in America versus partially or not at all. And these are the observations I've made. We've talked about on the air and off the air a bit. And then, you know, Paul Thomas and Neil Miller and Brian Hooker putting this information out in published literature. Of course, it's not popular in the published literature, but in some cases they try to, remove it. But the reality is, we're seeing chronic, devastating, degenerative conditions in young people that used to be only for very old people. That was common and expected in a sense. And, my story and my journey is having chronic diseases from year zero and the canary in the coal mine of my generation, which caused me to be on this path in this lifetime, wanting to go into medicine, being warned not to by my uncle, the medical doctor, and then finding homeopathy and a different way to go to undo the damage that was done to me and then help others to reverse it or maybe not even enter it. And the growing awareness that you brought out about infertility or fertility rates plummeting prior to this story, right, and prior to the COVID jab. We've talked about toxic poisons in the food, genetic modifications, fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, all of these things diminishing sperm counts and other fertility issues. With the COVID jab itself, I've been meeting with fertility experts and nurses in fertility clinics, and they're reporting outrageous levels of failure you know, to inseminate, much less implant, as well as just the what we call rates of spontaneous abortions, or what they call I'm getting a little emotional here about this issue, Andy. I just look at this, and then let's go back into the bigger picture of the Bill Gates of the world, the globalists that are proud of this. And factly, they say, we're overtly trying to reduce world population. And in cases of controversy, Bill Gates said, if we can only vaccinate the world, we could not have this problem. It's like, you tend to ask the question, then what does that mean? If we were to vaccinate the world, we wouldn't have overpopulation. How do you interpret that as they try to explain it away?
It's what was his words, where we could reduce the world population by 15% if we're successful with these vaccine programs. There's an extraordinary paradox, a contradiction. You know, if you were making people healthier, why are you reducing the world's population unless there's a deliberate attempt to interfere with fertility?
Yeah. I just, you know, I've known about this for years, but still, even when you... especially when you see it in a film, which is a dramatic way to bring these stories together and follow and track it, and then suddenly now the little disparate bits of information that you might have heard are put together. And that's, again, the gift and beauty of filmmaking and what you're doing, and how you've, you know, retooled your life from pediatric, doctor of gastroenterology to do, I think, what is more important in terms of communicating what is the great danger, not only to our guts, which associate to the immune system, but our very ability to procreate as a species.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
Going forward, we're now in the midst of pre-production on a major full-length narrative feature film, rather like an Aaron Brockovich or The Big Short or The Insider. So a little departure for us. Very, very exciting times. We will start, hopefully, production. We will start, we've already started a little bit of production, but main production will start in October. And we need help with that. We need financial help. It's not a big budget film, but we do need help. And we've pared it back to the bare minimum. We've taken on a bunch of people, wonderfully, who have rejected Hollywood. Hollywood have said, if you're going to continue as an actor or a cinematographer, you've got to get fully vaccinated. And they just said, no, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Career at this point is on hold. They've left Hollywood. And we picked many of them up. And it's fantastic because we're able to offer a safe haven for people to practice their art, their craft, and do so without being coerced into doing something that they innately sense that is not good for them. So it's a very exciting time. It's certainly a very different time in filmmaking, but the art is to adapt, to see what is coming and to anticipate it, to act accordingly, and to keep getting the story out there.
So is this next project going through Seventh Chakra Films, or is it?
This will go through probably a company called Seven Fathom Films.
Seven Fathom, okay.
Company for each film. Mm-hmm. And this will be Seven Fathom Films. But if you go to 1986theact.com, 1986theact.com, then you can contact us and help us get this movie made. So if there are people out there with means who want to avert a major catastrophe and bring this COVID audience across the bridge to the fact that this has been happening in the childhood vaccine schedule, had it item since the beginning, then this is the film for you. It's going to be huge.
Andy, my friend, thank you again for all that you do. Are you going to be at any upcoming events we should know about?
I'm cutting back only because we're so busy with production and pre-production that traveling is problematic. I do have a couple of meetings that I'm going to, but trying very hard to cut back on that until we get to the end of post.
Okay, but for now, your weekend movie screening, I'm not going to say orders, but I would highly recommend it, is to go to infertilitymovie.org for the movie, this new documentary film, Infertility, A Diabolical Agenda. Remember that quote, Dr. Stephen Karanja is right there. When they are through with Africa, they're coming for you. And it's apparent they're already coming for all of y'all, as we've discussed infertility issues with the COVID jab. But this goes into a whole other story that preceded it that would have precluded anybody listening to the WHO as a credible authority on this or any other health matter. And Andy, thank you for bringing that to our attention and the world's attention. I hope everybody downloads and watches this film. And thanks to Bobby Kennedy and Children's Health Defense for making this available for free.
Great. Thank you very much, Robert. Great to be on.
All right. That's Dr. Andy Wakefield. Always good to have him on board and great work that he's doing. Thank you all for being here. I understand we're still banned on Facebook today. And so welcome if you're coming over on robertscottbell.com/listen. The chat room is open. And I'm just glad I've been, I think, home for a week. And this is crazy. This is really great. I don't have to travel this weekend. And it's Father's Day coming up. My gosh, that's going to be, I don't know, hopefully relaxing for all you dads out there doing what you love to do. And once again, thank you for being here. We've got some upcoming events we're going to go through as well. Links are in the show notes to the articles that we got. Sign up for email alerts. If you haven't figured out how to do that via text, text RSB. Those are my initials, RSB, to 22828. 22828. Text RSB to that, and you'll be prompted to sign up for email alerts. We've got our big AMA, not this Saturday, but next. For those of you watching or listening live, this is June 17th edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show 2022. The 25th of June is our next Ask Me Anything, a Saturday event, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Love for you to be part of the patron support, helping us to do these things and give away some really cool stuff. So thanks for being here. Thanks, Andy Wakefield. And the power to heal is yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.